Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Rich. All right, so frustrating Monday morning, obviously. However, far from the end of the world. I really don't think this Eagles loss changes things much. Unless the quarterbacks, and I say quarterbacks, can't play on Sunday. And now you're going with Mr. Tanner McKee, and now all of a sudden you could lose that game. And then you might have to play the starters last week, and the division could be up for grabs. I don't think it comes to that. But let's get a little bit deeper on that topic because, you know, that's the doomsday scenario as it relates to yesterday. And let's get the NovaCare Injury Report right now as we do the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report every Monday morning to start 7 o'clock hour. And with that, we turn to Dr. Ryan Schreider, an orthopedic surgeon at Temple Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine at Temple Hospital. He specializes in concussions, a very notable topic for us right now given Jalen Hurts' situation. Let's talk to Dr. Schreider. Good morning, Dr. Schreider.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good. Yeah, it's our pleasure. So Doc,
yep.
We have seen a lot this year with concussions, obviously, with the Eagles. If I had to guess, maybe 10 or 15 of note. It feels like at this stage of understanding of concussions, that generally speaking, when a player gets one, for the most part, he misses the next game. Would that be your expectation for Jalen with another game now 6 days away?
Yeah, it's tough to say and predict here on Monday. He needs to go through the concussion protocol to return to sport, and you know, that can take anywhere between 5 to 10 days. So that's tricky. That's within the window, but outside the window as well. A lot's going to see how he progresses today and what the diagnosis was. I did see he went into the tent and then eventually into the locker room yesterday.
Doc, how much does the player's input, his opinion of whether he can play, matter when it's a head injury? Because we could see him seemingly, holding his thumb up, A-OK. Mm-hmm. He's still got his helmet on. I know from personal experience, they try to get your helmet away from you in that situation. How much does the player's input matter?
Well, two questions there. That's in-game and then preparing for the next one. And, Doc, is it literally 0%?
The player?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know Jalen I'm pretty sure he wanted to play regardless.
No, I know, but by rule, isn't it 0%? Like, isn't it removed from the player at that point entirely?
Sure. How does that work?
How does it work? They tell him you're not in charge. And by the way,
you didn't pass the test.
And they also say the Eagles aren't in charge. It's
literally what Sirianni said yesterday in the postgame. It's out of our hands.
But it's out of everyone. It's out of his hands, the coach, the player. It is just the doctor at that point.
Yeah.
And I believe, Doc, that applies to this week as well. I mean, if Jalen Hurts says, I want to play, and they say, you ain't playing, he ain't playing.
I wouldn't be surprised if he – a lot of the players, obviously, they want to play, but as a medical provider, as a physician especially – you need to be what's best for not only the player in that situation, but also the player looking at their future and for any comorbidities that would occur. I'm there. I mean, I love the Eagles, right? But if I'm on that sideline, I have to protect Jalen Hurts. I have to protect, anyone else on that football field. And that's a difficult line to straddle. And there's obviously a lot of money that goes into it. There's a lot of politics, there's a lot of business that goes into it, but ultimately we need to trust that physician and that medical staff, whether that's the independent medical staff or the staff that the Eagles have prepared. I need to trust them.
I agree with you, Doc. Let's get to this Kenny Pickett thing, because in some ways I think it's almost more interesting, because the Hurt thing will play out as his head recovers, but here's the thing with the ribs that fascinates me on Kenny Pickett. They might need him on Sunday. And let's just say, and I'm going to just hypothetical, and everyone listening, I have no knowledge of this, but let's just say he's got a broken rib. If he had a broken rib, how easy or not would that be to play through? I'm just asking. I got to ask.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's Tanner McKee.
So awful. So awful.
It's a good question. It's tough because you need your ribs to breathe. There's little muscles. And every time he takes a deep breath, if it is fractured, that's going to hurt like crazy. And you run the risk of, if there is a rib fracture, that it could displace and puncture your lung. Now you have a pneumothorax. Now you have a whole other problem.
And
you
I've
know,
seen
a medical emergency.
And so, doc, the problems that can arise from trying to alleviate the pain associated with this. I've seen all sorts of stuff in a locker room prior to a game where a guy's getting injected for cartilage near the lung, and whoops, the lung is now deflated. You know, that sort of thing all the time.
Yeah, I think that happened in, was it the Chargers?
It did happen with the Chargers, and a guy missed a game, because of his punctured his lung.
I've been in that locker room many times where they just can't breathe.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a scary
terrifying for him and everyone else.
But it's difficult. You want to get what's called a chest X-ray. You do a rib series to look at the placement of the ribs. Likely you get a pulse oximeter similar to what you'd get, like if you were a little short of breath, you'd seen him in the emergency room, to make sure that Kenny was getting enough oxygen to him. But that can be really sore, especially regardless if it's dominant or non-dominant arm, those ribs are going to stretch. And it's going to be painful every time he takes a deep breath or is breathing.
If it's a bruised rib, it's going to be extremely painful.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, look, that's something that we'll be aware of. Look, Doc, we appreciate it. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report with Dr. Schreider. Of course, for more information on Dr. Schreider and for you to be able to be seen by him, get yourself to templehealth.org. That's templehealth.org. Thank you, Doc. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Welcome.
Happy holidays to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. So, John, let's just go to the bruised scenario. Not broken, but bruised. Mm-hmm. Would you expect him to play with bruised ribs?
If he's tough and willing, and you'd expect that he'd want to get out there as the backup and prove himself.
What if it is broken? If it's broken, do you think he would play?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, they would probably.
James, this Tanner McKee thing is not an impossibility here.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's squarely on the table.
Where's Nate Sutter? Where's Nick Foles?
I don't think it's broken.
I need the bat signal up in the air for Foles. All right. I'm just putting it out there.
He did retire. He's available.
He is available. And he probably signed one of those one-day deals with the Eagles, so they have some kind of bird rights or something like that. Using an NBA term.